Mossy, people are bagging the Socceroos.
Yes, morning, guys.
After it's, losing.
Look, the performance has definitely evoked some public backlash, and it's good debate. And this is, to be honest, 12 months ago, Ange Postecoglou wanted this. He said, we need to critique performance more. We need to critique tactics more. We need to be more critical of players' performances, coaches' performances. So
not mine.
He's getting what he asked. Huh?
But not mine.
Yeah.
He gets angry.
He's been a little bit prickly.
He is an angry
Ange.
Little ant,
as soon as
he?
You question, yeah. You can't ask for that, Mossy. And then when it happens, get so angry about it.
That's right. But here's a school of thought for you, TK. Is it...
Oh, here we go.
Is he, mind game. Is he building the siege mentality, point one? Point two, is he turning the attention onto himself by being prickly in press conferences, a la Wayne Bennett, who's done it for years in
Graham
rugby league?
Graham Arnold.
To take
great diversionary tactic. Michael Checker is doing the same thing at the Wallabies now.
Absolutely. So that's the question I've got, is maybe Ange, there's method behind his madness to what he's doing at the moment. But having said that, Damien Duff, who you'll remember played for Melbourne City a couple of years ago in the A-League, 100 caps for Ireland, played for Chelsea. He's come out and really smashed the Socceroos and said, you are not good enough to play out from the back. You are not good enough to play in a back three. And he's compared the likes of Sainsbury, Wright and Degenek to Hummels, Boateng and PK, who are three of the world's best defenders at the top of their game, and said, we don't have the quality to play that way, so why are we trying to play a system and a style of football that doesn't suit the cattle that we've got?
Can you tell me who else plays this system well?
Oh,
is there a country or a club? Like
probably Chelsea.
Okay, so Chelsea plays
with Antonio Conte is the best example that we would see week in, week out on our TV screens.
Okay, so it works for them. So Ange is trying this and...
Yeah, that's right. But
is the jury out or it's not working?
The jury's still out because you can see improvement. The second half was much better, but you've got someone like the German coach Joachim Löw, who's come out and said, what an improvement in the Australian team since the 2010 World Cup, where it used to be long ball, easy to defend. He said Ange has really developed the side since the 2010 World Cup, and it's much harder to play against now. That might be a little bit of professional courtesy from a rival coach. You don't know, but certainly when the Socceroos do play it well in patches, it does look good, but it's not consistent enough, and we get... The problem is when we play out from the back and we haven't got the quality to keep the ball, we get caught in transition to defence, and the Germans killed us in the first half.
Was he the one who got caught picking his nose?
Yes, and another part of his anatomy as well.
And scratching his...
What do you mean? Doing what?
Joachim Löw.
During what?
During a game on the sideline.
Let's just say he enjoys the odours of his own body.
Quite strange.
It was a very famous piece of television
footage. I can't remember, but I know one thing.
Very, very strange.
You keep talking, I'm Googling.
Anyway, wrapping
Low
up. That's all right. So we're up against Cameroon.
Yes, Cameroon Friday morning. That's going to be, I mean, it's obviously do or die. That goes without saying. If we don't get the 3 points, we're out of the Confederations Cup. There's the footage we're showing on Sky Racing 1. It's extremely strange from the German coach Joachim Löw. And
what the hell was going on there?
Yeah,
mate. If you've got an explanation, we'd love to hear it.
That's I'm gonna dry heave.
Not often we see Webby speechless. By the way,
I've got a weak stomach. I can't work.
We've got the production staff outside the studio are absolutely in stitches. Rob's cheering.
That'll make me. I'm gonna.
Let's talk about Scott Jamieson.
Let's talk about Scott Jamo. He left Western Sydney Wanderers last off-season to go over to IFK Gothenburg. It looks as though he's going to leave there for family reasons. Mats Gren, who is the football director at the club, has come out publicly and said Scott had a fantastic time here. We love him. He loves us. But he's got family issues he needs to go home for. So watch his space. He's a very attractive player for any A-League club. He's very experienced. He's had clubs, Western Sydney Wanderers, Sydney FC, Perth and Adelaide. So he's been through almost half the A-League, but he's a marauding left fullback. A lot of experience, great guy, real character. So you'd imagine he'll pop up at another A-League club next season.
Jose Mourinho's been accused of tax fraud.
What about this? The authorities in Spain are obviously after whoever they can find. Jose Mourinho's now joined the list. Ronaldo, we believe, will be in court July 31 to answer his charges. Jose Mourinho charged with something like $4.8 million worth of tax fraud when he was in charge of Real Madrid 2010 to 2013. So they're going after, of course, we saw Messi, of course, caught up in it, Neymar as well. So they're obviously cracking down on those image rights and anyone who earns a lot of money out of football storing money in offshore accounts.
Pay your tax.
Just before I go.
You're making that amount of money. Pay your tax.
Yeah, of course. That's right. That's obvious to us, but we don't know the facts and figures. But anyway, just before I go, Port Adelaide fitness coach Darren Burgess, who's well known to Socceroos fans, was the head of strength and conditioning for the Socceroos for years. Port Adelaide now, he's been nicked by Arsenal to go back to the Premier League. He spent 2.5 years at Liverpool a few years ago. He is world-renowned, and he's a proud Aussie.
And you want to stay listening too, mate, because over the next couple of weeks, we are hopeful that with our great mates from Emirates Airlines that we're going to give some of our listeners an opportunity of meeting some of those Arsenal players. Wow.
Fantastic. Right, can't wait for those games. July 13 against Sydney FC and a couple of days later against Western Sydney.
No scratch and sniff.
No. Everyone can go and Google it now.
No, well, it almost made me Jochen Ralph Lyon. Then.
So. Yeah. He's got some bad body habits. Very strange.
Yeah, strange character.
Like you see it.
Speaking of bad habits, Dave Stanley's about to come on.
Dave Stanley's going to take my place. Thanks, guys.
Good on you.
See you tomorrow.
Moss, thanks, Mossy. Soccer expert on the Big Sports Breakfast. He'll be watching Origin. Don't worry about that. Go the Blues.